I'm Derek Russell.
And I'm Brad Locke, and this is The Memo,
a gathering of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Welcome to another episode of The Memo. It is Monday. I'm sorry, it's Monday. There's nothing I could do about it. I tried.
You tried to be enthusiastic.
Yeah. And then I got to the Monday, and I was like, it's Monday.
Hold it, it gets you down.
Yeah.
I'm doing great.
You went to the beach.
I went to the beach.
You so had why happy times.
Why wouldn't I be doing great? Went to the beach, been listening to Johnny Cash all morning. I've already had 3 cups of coffee, and I've got a new shirt.
Let's discuss.
Life is good.
Are you going to be wearing that all the time now?
This is now one of my favorite shirts. I'll probably wear it at least once every 2 weeks.
You should burn it.
It's a great shirt.
It's very bright.
To brighten up your day, Derek. People look at it and it'll put them in a better mood.
I don't dislike it at all. It's very not you, and maybe that's what you were going for.
Exactly, because I tend to buy shirts that are just you're blue or brown or dark green.
Let's face it, you're a goth that's a little too lazy to be a goth.
I don't know about that. I do like black sometimes.
You're like
Johnny Cash, I like to wear black sometimes.
Yes, yes, but that is not a black shirt.
No, this is, some kind of neon greenish yellow.
That's chartreuse.
It's not chartreuse.
That is chartreuse.
I don't think you know what that color is.
I don't think you, inconceivable, I don't think you know what that word means. You keep saying that word.
You keep saying it. You're not thinking it means what you think it
means.
Check out the memo's Twitter feed at DJournalMemo to find pictures of Brad's shirt.
I just took a picture with Derek while podcasting. I can multitask like that.
That is chartreuse.
Chris's picture is probably better.
That is chartreuse, so not quite.
Yeah, but it won't be a selfie.
Yeah,
selfies are always better.
Chartreuse.
Easy for you to say.
It's not a fun word.
No, it's not really.
Chartreuse.
Yeah.
See, look at her hair. That's chartreuse. That's close.
Wow.
There's a little bit more green.
Should I dye my
in
hair
that.
Like that?
You frosted tips.
Well, I did that once a long time ago.
Oh, please tell us that story. And if there are pictures,
I was
young and stupid, needed the money. I had two kids. If there are pictures, we need
there
to see.
There probably
this.
Are. I'm sure you can contact my wife, and she'll be glad to dig them up for
Thank
you.
Thank God. Contact Brad's wife.
Although we have packed up a bunch of photo albums to put in storage because we're trying to move, so they may not be readily accessible.
I feel like that should be hanged and framed over the mantle, though.
I don't think so.
At all times.
No.
It's like a Twilight Zone episode. It's a cautionary tale. Mm. Are you Googling Brad Locke frosted tips over there, Mr. Kiefer?
You won't find anything.
I'm posting pictures of Brad's shirt at the Journal Memo.
As a warning, please shield your eyes when looking.
Put on your sunglasses before you view these pictures. Yes.
It looks good on you. It does.
Thanks.
It's,
fits well.
But it's very reflective. Like, look at your hand in your phone right now.
Well, that's my... Oh, yeah, I still got my
camera. No. Like, turn that off.
Okay.
And put your hand in your phone back near. Look at that.
Yeah, it's kind of glowing. My phone is glowing.
That's not even your phone. Look at your hand. I think it glows in the dark.
It might. We could turn out the lights and find out.
What is A87?
It's an Aeropostale
brand.
Shirt.
Oh, okay. Okay. How do you pronounce that?
Aeropostale, I guess.
I've never actually heard it. I just
see Aeropostale?
It. It's just one of those things. I think that they're too cool to actually have a pronunciation for it.
Aeropostale? I don't know.
I don't shop there either,
but
look at
I took my daughter shopping on our trip, and she was just looking around in there, and I was like, hey, polos for $12. I need one.
$12 polo.
Bam.
That's right.
Got it.
And you'll never get lost.
Exactly.
They will see you. If you're going to break down the highway, wear that shirt. That's all I'm saying.
I could just jump right in with a construction crew and no one...
You could. Head on down to East Main. You'll look like a project supervisor. Maybe they'll get
there
done faster.
Because the workers wear just the vest. I get the whole shirt going on.
God, the boss man's
Guys,
here. We got to
get
to work.
There's We're behind
a storm.
Schedule. Snap.
Boss,
snap
there's
to
a
it.
Storm coming. I don't care.
Put the rebar on the thing with the concrete and the stuff and the... Here's a hammer.
Well, you sound like one of them.
Pretty
good
much.
Good job.
That's all you need to do. Just... Yeah.
So the beach was good.
It was good.
Time.
It was
you
not too
your,
hot.
You took your daughter for her birthday.
I don't really like the beach that much, but this was okay. It was not too hot, and we didn't like stay for an enormous amount of time at the beach. We went to the beach 3 different times and didn't stay probably more than an hour, hour and a half each time, which is fine. Did other stuff. Did some shopping. Ate my first Whataburger.
Yeah, I saw I've that. How have you never had a Whataburger?
Well, I've never had them where I live. And I mean, I've seen them while traveling for work in the past, just for whatever reason didn't stop there. I guess they tend to be south of here. I don't know if they're north of here as well, but I tend to see them south of here. I know there's one in Jackson, at least one in Jackson, by the Coliseum. But I never ate at it because that's kind of a sketchy neighborhood.
I always hit them up on the coast.
Okay, I never go to the coast.
No.
Not the Mississippi coast.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so I ate there.
Chris is over there writing an epistle.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
It's only 140 characters. And the picture's going to take up a few of those.
He's making every one of them count.
Yes. Oh, boy.
He's count.
Okay, he's got a look on his
waiting
face.
Waiting for some sort of notification that is not yet to come.
I'm not sure if I've ever had Whataburger.
There it is, mentioned by D Journal Memo. It's really good. Yeah, it's quite tasty.
Well, I enjoy them.
My daughter wasn't as enthusiastic. She got the bacon cheeseburger and said it tasted like plastic.
Now,
I think the bacon was like not the best bacon.
Now,
but the burger was good to me.
Now, if you can have a In-N-Out burger, that's the...
Haven't had one of those either.
Those are the champions. Have you ever had an In-N-Out, Chris?
I don't think so either.
I did.
Jack in the Box?
No, Jack in the Box.
Did have some delicious crab cake at this place called Crabs on the beach there in Pensacola Beach. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have shirts that says Got Crabs, and then on the back we do, and then it has the restaurant.
I'll bet that they do.
How was the weather down there?
I bet that they have the shirts. Let me rephrase that.
Right. And real actual crabs from the sea that were very delicious. Yeah.
As opposed to the bathroom sink?
You know what I'm talking about.
Crab farms?
Oh, yes. It's where they send them to set them free.
Yeah.
What'd you ask?
How was the weather?
It was great. It was like 80 the whole time. So it was not too hot.
You looked very happy on the beach.
I was happy on the beach. I always feel dumb sending the beach pics because every time someone else does it, I'm like, "Ah, you're on the beach, great. I'm not, don't care." But I had to do it.
But then
I had to document.
Then you're
the
like, "I finally get my comeuppance. I'm going to the beach and doing it anyway."
I'm on the beach.
You're the king of selfies.
You should have tagged all the people who have done those in the past.
That'd be too many. Way too many. I wouldn't. Basically, everyone of my Facebook friends just about.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
I did.
Good.
Refreshed.
Ah, you look refreshed.
And I didn't get sunburned, so that's good.
Well, you wouldn't know with that thing on.
You have anything exciting happen to you this weekend?
Nothing to speak of.
How was your weekend and weather-wise? Speaking of
I went
which.
Through that storm that apparently hit around here pretty... How bad was it here?
Tupelo rain.
Friday afternoon.
We got south of it before it
hit. We got some heavy rain, but that was about it. But there were strong winds that came through Chickasaw County, Monroe County.
That's what I encountered.
Yeah, I don't know if there was any tornado confirmations, but there were a lot of trees down and just
Derek could confirm a tornado in Alabama.
There was some circulation, I'll tell you that much. If there was a bright center of the Doppler, I was in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Where somewhere, were you going? Somewhere. I was coming back from Birmingham. I was on 78. I was somewhere on Carbon Hill. And, I mean, I could feel, and I remember it that day of the tornado here, too, hearing people talk about the front end of their cars, but you could feel them lifting up. And, I was in a little light car, I guess you would say, and I could feel the front end pulling upwards. And I was like, well, that's not a good feeling.
And then you saw the funnel cloud.
Yeah, there was a circulation of some sort up there in the clouds. From what I could tell outside the windows before, you know, the rain was so thick you couldn't see outside of your car.
You have to pull over or just keep going?
No, you just keep going.
75. Yeah. Going through this.
Well, I didn't go 75, but I went enough to, had to put the emergency blinkers on because you couldn't see a car in front of you or behind you, so you didn't know if you were about to come up on somebody. So that was without a doubt the worst storm I have ever driven in.
Basically almost died.
No. Well, you not could that have. Close.
If you'd gotten blown off the road,
why think like that? I didn't like.
I know what I'm saying. It's a dangerous situation.
People say you could have. You almost died. Yes,
if I'm driving down the road,
I mean, if a big sinkhole would have opened up right at that very moment,
you could have a heart attack right now. We keep trying to kill you off for weeks on.
If I'm driving down the road and my front wheels are off the ground, I see a funnel cloud. I'm thinking I'm going to die. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, it was behind. You know, the circulation was behind us, so it was like, well, move forward.
Then I would have been hosting this alone today, or something.
Ah, that's the spirit.
Would have gotten Lauren in here, maybe it'd been okay.
You wouldn't have like canceled one on account of my, you know, demise?
Ah, maybe, I don't know. I just took the weekend off. I can't really, you know, only get so many vacation days.
I didn't take the day off. You had a rev remembrance of it, like maybe not have a podcast.
We could do it in memory,
from Derek Russell's memorial service.
That's what we could do. Well, we're talking about death again. Didn't we do this last week?
Yeah, I think we did this. I think it's a morbid week.
Somebody gets up for the eulogy, and Brad's like, "That's a bold move. Let's see if it pays off.
That's a bold move, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him."
Yeah, well, anyway, glad you're okay.
He's wearing a mask. Yes, he will not be able to see. Happy May.
It's May.
It is May.
May the 2nd.
Last time we did this, it was April.
That is correct. Okay, help me out here, because I'm dumb and out of touch with pop culture.
Is the Backstreet Boys thing?
No, the Justin Timberlake, It's May thing.
That's
with the
Backstreet Boys thing. Or no, that's NSYNC. Never mind. I get them backwards.
Yeah, but what's the deal
with that? The song is It's Gonna Be Me, but the way they say it, it sounds like It's Gonna Be May.
We'll see.
So, you know, like how I just did that? And
okay, so I'm not familiar with their catalog
very much.
I didn't know that song existed.
That's what happens on social media. So, April 30th.
It's always that old picture of Justin Timberlake with the frosted tips.
It's that song. That's where that was your hero.
That's where you got the idea.
It's like, that's a good idea. I'm gonna join a boy band.
He took the picture, did it to his hairdresser, and said,
2001,
just like that.
I want to do this. You look like you could have been in New Kids on the Block.
Me
with that shirt.
Oh,
no. Yeah, you look like
my
you
stunning
could,
good looks. But
well, they're not all pretty.
Yeah, that's true.
Joey's not very
Joey Fat One.
Joey,
Fatone. Sorry. I kid.
Don't make fun of that.
Good for Joey Fatone. He's still, like, got some semblance of a career. I mean, the Backstreet Boys got back together for a little while to tour. Mm-hmm. He's, like, for whatever reason, the guy that intros Family Feud with Steve Harvey. I don't know why. That's all he does.
New Kids was on tour, like, last year. They came to Nashville.
Really?
They toured with Backstreet Boys, as a matter of fact, I think.
Yeah, how about that? And he's also, like, doing, like, commercials and stuff.
Good for Joey Fatone.
You know, he's on that Geico commercial, kind of parodies his career, which is funny. Anyway, Joey Fatone.
Lots to think about this morning.
Lots to think about. Tornadoes, death, Joey Fatone. My shirt.
That's enough.
We've covered a lot of ground already.
Do
we have anything else left for the show?
Yes.
Any time?
Stream of consciousness very much all over the place on a Monday morning.
Chris has given us the cut sign. We're out of time. Got to go.
We got a full show. Jenna Parsons is going to be joining us to talk about a new restaurant opening up in Tupelo soon. Also, Riley Manning going to be talking about one facility opening, one closing with the Christ King Lutheran Church shutting down after a final service coming up soon. So we're going to go ahead and jump into it for today.
Hey. Crime reports.
Oh, it is Monday. That is the one beaming bright spot in the universe.
We'll have that.
A second, to your shirt.
We'll have that at the end of the show.
Yes.
Stick around.
All right. I will.
Great.
I'll be here.
Cool.
With a bright shirt on.
Shirt's so lame compared to mine.
Can I borrow your shirt?
It's like is that fuchsia? Is that aqua?
It's like teal.
Is that foam? Sea foam?
Yeah,
green?
That's sea foam. I'm wearing sea foam.
It's a color, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
I think so.
Okay.
All right. It's not Wednesday, but Jenna Parsons is coming in to join us now to discuss a new restaurant opening in Tupelo. Jenna, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
We are excited to have you here. We're excited to talk about Forklift, which we've discussed on the show before and some months past with David Leathers going to be opening this restaurant located on West Jackson here in Tupelo, corner of West Jackson and
Clayton.
Yeah. What's the, I almost said prognosis, that's probably not the positive term to use here. What's his timeline or what are we looking at here?
Well, David started this restaurant or the idea for it a couple of years ago. It was going to be called The Skillet.
Right.
And it was going to be everything cooked in cast iron skillets. And then there was an idea that maybe for a while it was going to be pizza. And then it was back to the cast iron. And then the name got changed to Forklift, which, if you think about it, you know, is very appropriate. You know, you lift your fork to your mouth.
It's clever.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
He said sometimes
Brad's shirt's dumbing him down today.
David says sometimes you can see when the light goes off in people's minds and they put together the name of it. But he had intended for it to be open by Gumtree Weekend, and he wanted people to run by in the race and see this great new restaurant in a what used to be a horrible corner of the neighborhood with the empty apartment building. So things ran a little bit behind, and now he's looking at testing recipes in June and maybe having a couple of soft openings in July and then rolling it out to the public in August.
Has he said anything menu-wise about what to expect?
Well, he told me that he was still tinkering with the menu. He hadn't really decided, but the pig will be the star. He and a friend, William Hooper, have bought a pig farm in Boonville. And heritage pigs, Tamworth pigs. And so, and then David's dad had the right. barbecue place in Fulton forever. So they're going to do what they do best. And in fact, his dad's going to come a couple of days a week and smoke some meat for them. He said there will be a piece of beef on the menu because there are going to be people who want that. But it's largely, as David says, about the pig.
Gotcha.
Bacon, pork. Mouth is watering.
Pork sandwiches and
you're drooling, sir. Mm. That's not all he's got planned for the establishment, though.
No, I didn't quite get all this down in my notes, but something that was required by the city or by code or engineering or someone required extra space for whatever reason, and so they poured an additional slab at the time that they poured the slab for forklift. And they will have a business next door on the west side of the restaurant. And it's going to be a coffee shop and pastries and little breakfast sandwiches. It'll be separate. It'll have separate entrance, separate name. They haven't come up with a name yet. They're toying. We'll have a drive-through. He wants to be the second coffee shop in Tupelo for a drive-through. The first being Starbucks.
Strange. Okay. Strange Brew's coming too. It should have a drive through on it.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. Well, you get all these coffee shops all of a sudden.
Well, people drink coffee.
They do.
I mean, I drink it at home, but I won't pay for it in a restaurant.
They should call it Cup Lift. See what I did?
The light just went off.
See what I did there? So clever.
I don't think that's a
I get royalties for that.
When I get back to my desk, I'll text David your suggestion.
Mug Lift? No, don't know how
See,
it works.
A forklift is a machine, and it's also what you do when you eat your food. I don't think a cup lift is a thing.
Well, you know what? That's interesting that you bring that up, because David said that when you Google skillet, you come up with dozens of restaurants across the country called the skillet.
Yeah.
But when you Google forklift, you get industrial equipment. There's one other restaurant in the country that's has forklift in the name, but it's not just forklift. So this will be a little unusual.
Think about the SEO right there. That's good thinking.
I don't know what search
engine optimization.
Oh, yes, yeah. Of course. Well, I knew that.
You got to think about the Google when you're naming your restaurant. There you go.
All about the Google.
I can't stop looking at his shirt.
Here's something else I found interesting. I didn't ask David his age when we were doing the interview. So I texted him when I was writing the story, and I said, by the way, how old are you now? And he said, 37. I think the first time I interviewed David, he was about 23 or 24. He was the youngest chef for the North Mississippi Medical Center and was barely out of culinary school. Yeah. So he and I go way back.
Yeah. So this is going to be a big deal for that area. As you said, that decrepit apartment building that sat there vacant for so long.
Yes, he's hoping for a lot of neighborhood walk-up traffic, a lot in the Joiner and down Clayton, people to... he's actually, you know, I mentioned in the story that there's going to be a porch, an outdoor seating area, and he really wants that to be for people to come in, have a cocktail, maybe have an appetizer, but he doesn't want them to eat out there. He wants them to enjoy the experience, the meal inside the restaurant. So that's just a little happy place or holding place maybe. And you can also, if there's a long waiting line, you could go into the place next door, have a cup of coffee, get a little something sweet while you're waiting on your table.
Good deal. All right, Jenna, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, be sure to watch a new episode of the Daily Journal's Capital View webcast. It's coming to you each Monday, so we'll have one this Monday afternoon at djournal.com. It'll be myself along with Capital Bureau Chief Bobby Harrison. He'll have commentary and analysis on the issues going on down in Jackson. The 2016 legislative session has come to a close, but there's still plenty to talk about, plenty going on down in Jackson. So check it out about 2 p.m. every Monday. And if you miss it, just watch the replay there at djournal.com. Okay, let's bring Mr. Riley Manning in here and
What's
his
up?
Spectacular coif. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are y'all?
great. I can't stop staring at your hair, Riley.
Thanks, Brad.
Derek can't stop staring at my shirt.
It's very loud for the listeners. It's very yellow.
Yes. Jenna Parsons decided it was a highlight yellow.
The moths are starting to flock to it.
Yes, moths. Sorry about that. Riley had a story over the weekend about kind of a sad story, but also, I guess you could, depending on how you look at it, a bit inspiring. King Lutheran Church is closing its doors, has been without a pastor for a couple of years, and just the congregation dwindled. But they are going to try to... they've been welcomed by All Saints Episcopal Church, so it looks like the members, the remaining members, will go there, and the All Saints are going to be very accommodating to them, aren't they?
That's right. It kind of looks like the best possible outcome of a not-so-pleasant situation. Christ the King Lutheran Church is part of a larger Lutheran body that is actually pretty close theologically to a lot of mainline denominations like
right.
First Methodist, PCUSA, which is the Presbyterian denomination, and the Episcopal Church. So they're closest with All Saints. So they're looking at how to sort of integrate into All Saints as a group without right. losing their Lutheran identity.
Right. And they're keeping the charter for the church. I mean, what does that involve?
Right. So there's been a decent history, even in this area, of Lutheran ministers filling in for Episcopal ministers and vice versa.
Right.
So with the approval of the Lutheran bishop, which they have, Paul Stevens is going to throw in a Lutheran service every now and then at All Saints. And
that's really cool.
You know, when they have a baptism or something like that, it will be according to the Lutheran liturgy, from what I understand.
The Lutherans, do they dunk, sprinkle? What do they do?
I'm actually not sure.
I'm a Presbyterian. We just sprinkle.
I think they sprinkle.
That's all we do.
I think
that's
only... I think just for liability purposes, I think the Baptists are the only ones that fully immerse now.
Yeah. Yeah, full immersion. Because you got the immersion, you got some people pour... And some people
right, some people sprinkle. Poor. I forgot about
it's,
that.
It's actually quite a fascinating doctrinal discussion that I've been involved with before, just why certain denominations prefer this mode of baptism. Frankly, I think it's all fine. It's whatever. Baptism's baptism. I think this kind of speaks well to the just being able to you know, we especially in the South, you got all these different denominations, and people tend to sometimes divide themselves over denominations and different strains of theology. In this case, this is nice to see some interdenominational cooperation, I guess.
Definitely. And I don't know, it's kind of cool to me that they're a half African American, half white denomination or congregation. And I just think it's really cool that they're all close enough to where they kind of decided amongst themselves that, you know, we're going to go to All Saints instead of sort of dispersing
right.
out among the other mainline denominations. Right. Pretty neat.
And there's another Lutheran church in Tupelo, but it's a different...
right. So the other Lutheran church, Holy Trinity, which was affected by the tornado in 2014,
right.
Is a much more conservative brand of Lutheranism.
Okay.
And so even though they're both Lutheran, quote-unquote, still Christ the King is closer in theology to, say, All Saints than, Holy Trinity.
Yeah. Kind of like, from my perspective, again, I'm Presbyterian, PCA versus PCUSA. PCA sure. would be more conservative, theologically speaking.
Sure.
Which is why they split off in the 70s. Anyway.
That's correct.
That's how I think of it. So it's kind of similar that way.
Exactly. Okay. Pretty much all denominations kind of have this where, right. and not even just Christians, you know, you have the Orthodox Jews and then the more not Orthodox, unorthodox Jewish folks. So,
right. Okay. Just going forward, again, they couldn't find a pastor, which is going to be tough. And I had people fill in, but I know it's tough to find part-time pastors. But what happens with the building and everything else?
Right. So the building actually sold really quickly.
Where is it located,
Ryan? It's over I think it's on Lawndale. Yeah, that's right.
Church Row down there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's on Lawndale. It actually has a labyrinth, a grass labyrinth that you like, you know, walk and it will take you through. It's supposed to be like a meditative exercise.
Right.
It's really cool. I'll be curious to see what happens to that. But the church that bought the building is Saving Stations Church in Tupelo.
Okay.
And they're an African-American congregation. And I think they, like, the building went on the market in early March, and they went under contract April 13th. So, I mean, I think churches tend to sit a while on the market just because it's kind of a weird thing. But
yeah. Okay. Well, good stuff. Good story, Riley. Again, that's in Saturday's Journal, and you can also read it at djournal.com. Thank you, Riley.
No problem. Thank y'all.
Be sure to check out our two sports podcasts produced here at the Daily Journal. We got a new episode of Prep Rally coming on Wednesday afternoon. That's a podcast and actually a webcast as well, covering high school sports in Northeast Mississippi with myself and Gene Phelps. You can watch the webcast, usually get going about 11, 11:15 in the morning at djournal.com. But if you missed that, check out the podcast. You can listen to that for free on iTunes, your podcast app, or at preprally.djournal.com. And then Thursday, a new episode of Double Coverage, Ole Miss and Mississippi State Sports Talk with Parrish Alford and Logan Lowry. You can listen to that for free on iTunes, your podcast app, or at doublecoverage.djournal.com. Time now for today's news memo, and for more on these stories, read the Daily Journal or visit djournal.com. More than 70 U.S. Army reservists left Starkville early Saturday morning to be deployed to the Middle East. The 71 soldiers boarded a bus at the U.S. Army Reserve in Starkville and headed to Sioux City, Iowa. They will be sent somewhere in the Middle East, although they do not know exactly where they will be stationed. Many of the soldiers said the hardest part is being away from family members. They expect to return around March or April.
Tupelo voters will decide on Tuesday whether or not to renew the major thoroughfare program tax. The program has funded major road projects in Tupelo for the past 25 years. The special tax levy must be renewed every 5 years. If approved, the program would provide about $20 million, and the list of projects includes adding a fifth lane on Easton Boulevard between Veterans and Briar Ridge Roads, multiple improvements to ease traffic flow on Barnes Crossing Road, and widening South Thomas Street to the new Highway 6, among others. The election is open to any registered voter living in the Tupelo city limits. City precincts will be open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. on Tuesday.
Tom Evans is hosting the 18th annual Kentucky Derby Party to benefit Regional Rehabilitation Center. The event begins at 3 p.m. at Evans' home at 419 Robbins Street. The race starts at 534, and the party continues until 8. Tickets are $40 each and are available in advance at Regional Rehab in Tupelo or at the door. The party will feature food, mint juleps, silent and live auctions, and music. Regional Rehab provides free services for children such as physical, occupational, and speech therapy, and early intervention.
Since starting service on April 5th at the Tupelo Regional Airport, Contour Airlines has flown more than 600 passengers to and from Nashville. The airline also has booked more than 3,200 tickets. Putting that in perspective, Seaport Airlines flew 2,145 people during its 11 months of service. CEO Matt Chaffetz said the airline has had no cancellations and no considerable delays. The airline's $18.99 promotion ended at midnight on Saturday. One-way fares are now $49.99. The airline said it plans to have other promotions in the future.
An economic downturn in mining and heavy machinery equipment will mean the loss of 240 jobs in Oxford. Caterpillar said on Thursday it will be shutting down five facilities, including the one located in Oxford's Max Hip Industrial Park. The Oxford plant has been a steady employer since the late 1990s. The Oxford plant will remain open through 2017. Other cities affected were Jacksonville, Florida, Morganton, North Carolina, Newberry, South Carolina, and Mossville, Illinois. Thursday's announcement will not affect Caterpillar's remanufacturing in Corinth, where it employs about 1,000 people.
And we want to remind you, you can see Taste of Home chef Jamie Dunn share her home cooking tips and tricks while demonstrating step-by-step recipes for the season's best dishes at the Taste of Home event on Tuesday, May 17th at the Bancorp South Conference Center. Doors are going to open at 4 p.m. and the show begins at 6. This is going to be Tupelo's first cooking school in more than 10 years. Major high-value door prizes will be given out, including bar stools from Stash Furniture and a major appliance from Home Depot, including lots more, Brad.
I want me some bar stools.
Lots more than that.
I don't know where I put them, but...
Tickets are $12 in advance and $15 at the door. You can purchase them online at djournal.com/taste. Hey, Riley's still joining us.
Hey, y'all.
And
he wanted to stick around for
wacky crime reports.
Yeah, for that.
All right.
And why wouldn't you want to stick around for that?
Yeah, I think that's worth it.
Yeah, we are going to recap last week in crime. You can find more of these reports at tipsheet.djournal.com.
Do you know how much money you could make if you could recap next week in crime?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure you knew that.
I'm sure I could. Right. D-Journal at D-Journal Future on Twitter.
Some Minority Report
going
on here. Pretty much.
The algorithms.
Oh, man. Next week, more people in the coming out of the woods in Morville. That's pretty easy to predict, though. Anyway, speaking of Morville, here we go. A County Road 1409 Morville woman said two unknown white males in the parking lot of the Morville One Stop offered her a ride to Itawamba County for whatever reason.
That's fine.
And for whatever reason, she said, cool.
Cool.
The trio rode to County Road 1310.
As you do.
Where one of the men forced the 32-year-old woman to eat a rock of crack cocaine and would not let her leave the vehicle.
The driver forced the hitchhiker?
One of the two guys. Just says one of the two guys. They eventually dropped her off on County Road 1409, but took her pink phone case with her ID and debit card. So I don't know what the motivation is here. Like, hey, let's give this chick a ride and then shove some cocaine down her gullet and then steal her ID. I don't...
Maybe they're trying to get her hooked so she'll become a customer.
I don't know.
Maybe they thought she was going to snitch, and if she had it in her system, it wouldn't
be like, oh, count. I don't know. They wouldn't believe her.
Stop snitching!
I mean, I assume all this is true.
Well, that's your first problem. Riley?
The getting in the car with a stranger is where it loses me.
Two strangers. How did they know she needed to go to Itawamba County? Maybe she asked them, but it says that they were unknown. She doesn't know these guys at all.
That's the problem with these police reports. I want a little bit more narrative plot in these.
And they offered her a ride. Like, hey, we're going to Itawamba County. Want to come? I mean, how'd she get to the one stop in the first place?
That's a good question.
Did she get a ride there and they just left her? There's a lot of unanswered questions I need to know.
Could we get these people on the podcast?
Let's bring them in now. Jane?
Come on in. James. It's James again.
I said Jane, but okay.
Oh, I thought you were talking about James. No, he's the one that shoved the crack in her mouth.
Oh, okay.
I could see him doing that.
All right.
We've got to get rid of this crack.
Maybe they thought they were coming up to a roadblock or something. And
here, quick, where do we put this?
They've watched Super Troopers one too many times. I don't just the thoughts in my head.
I don't know. This is, like you said, Derek, there's some narrative gaps that we need filled in.
Yeah, narrative flow has been damaged.
Anyway, I hope she's okay. Of course, you ate crack. I hope you're okay now. I hope you went to the hospital crying out loud.
Throw it up.
Jeez. A County Road 885 Saltillo woman said when she goes outside, she hears people outside in the woods talking about her.
Oh, God.
Sometimes she can hear the voices when she is inside with the windows up. So I'm thinking, as I noted on the blog, maybe there's not actually people out there.
What if we're on to them too much in Morville and they've gone to Saltillo?
Well,
now.
We know that because
didn't we have
ago,
a Saltillo? Yeah, we
they
had
moved north to Guntown a couple weeks ago.
Riley, have you been following our mysterious woods people of Morville?
And Saltillo's near Guntown.
No, in but white? I do know that there's a psychological thing called gaslighting, and that's where you make another person doubt their sanity, So maybe that's what somebody is doing.
Like what you're doing to me right now?
Maybe someone's been listening to all these reports about people in the woods, and now they're
questioning. Who knows what sanity is in this office? The normal rules.
Riley Manning here.
Well, you just went way meta, because now I'm questioning everything.
Riley Manning here to offer his psychological analysis of these police reports.
So Emma Kent sits on the other side of Derek. I'm going to start paying her to whisper.
No, messages. This cannot be a screw with Derek scenario.
I think it should be.
Totally can.
Derek's very impressionable.
Maybe I can get Dale or somebody to hide in the bathroom. So when Derek goes to the bathroom, also do it. This would be a costly but worthy venture.
Derek, I'm in the ceiling.
I'm not sure I like Riley in here for the crime reports.
Derek, I see you.
No, stop it.
I know what you did last summer.
You can't whisper in that shirt. Everybody sees you.
If I close my eyes and put my arms out in front of me, though, and they can't see me, despite the shirt. Derek.
Okay. All right.
Derek.
All right.
Okay. where are we? Here we go. A North Gloucester Street woman said she was riding her motorcycle through the parking lot of her apartment complex. Okay, it's going pretty slow, you'd hope. A squirrel ran out. Hold on. A squirrel ran out and caused her to wreck, laying the bike over. A squirrel. Like, how big is a squirrel that you're
thinking? How big is the bike?
I don't know, because, like, the bike's going to win that one, and you're probably not even going to notice.
Well, she didn't want to hurt it.
I appreciate her concern for the squirrel's life, but let's be honest. Your bike's worth a lot more than that squirrel.
Could have been a reflex. It just depends on your priorities.
Riley will get mad at me when I talk about my roadkill incident over the weekend.
And from what I hear, squirrels are delicious. I've never eaten one. I've killed them, but I haven't eaten them. But some other people I know have.
All right, Jethro. I killed a snake on the trace.
Why would you do that?
Snakes are evil.
It was taking up the road. It was snakes huge. Are not evil.
Most snakes are evil, just not yours.
I will choose to ignore this as the religion reporter. But why would you do that, dude?
I wasn't aiming for it. It was all over the road. Like, it was, there was no choice but to
put it this way: snakes in the wild are evil.
I choose to believe he was poisonous and could have harmed somebody, yes. And I won the day.
Anyway, now that we've gotten all awkward in here,
I'll save my preaching about the food web and things like that. So
he could have killed a small child. Really.
Also, my disdain for small children.
Now I get really awkward.
I have a small child.
So we all do.
So anyway.
Back to this report.
Back to the squirrel.
Why did she file a police report?
That's another thing I wonder.
Yeah.
The squirrel?
Go after
this squirrel
him.
Caused a wreck. I hope he has insurance.
It was that one. No, wait, it was that one.
It was the other brown one with the floofy tail.
Floofy?
Barking at me.
So where did this take place?
In a parking lot.
At where?
At some apartment town? Complex, it doesn't say, on North Gloucester.
Okay.
So I have a general idea, but...
just wonder if this will be the first squirrel lineup. I don't know.
I mean, if you're going through a parking lot, aren't you going slow enough to just hit the brakes and stop? I have never ridden a motorcycle. I don't know.
I don't know. Sometimes people come through my apartment parking lot, and I'm just like, whoa, hey, slow down.
Yeah, so maybe she was speeding. I don't know. I'm just saying I'd hit the squirrel, okay? I'd feel bad for the squirrel, but I'd hit the squirrel. I would totally hit the squirrel. Okay? That's the way it is. Okay. Sorry to any of you squirrel lovers who don't like that answer, but...
Well, you also said you would eat them, so I don't really know what's...
I've never eaten them. I've always kind of wanted to. I just haven't. But I've gone squirrel hunting and swimming.
We've gone way off the rails.
Jumping that shark.
Thanks, Riley.
Shark tastes good. You know.
A 65-year-old Home and Drive Saltillo man said a Hispanic male approached and asked if he wanted some remilled asphalt. He paid the suspect $8,500.
I've never heard of that drug.
Paid him $8,500 because he just has that laying around, I guess. Only to later discover he was not getting hot mix asphalt. I don't know what he was getting, but it wasn't the asphalt he thought he was getting.
Did he get anything?
I don't know what he got.
Why did you pay up front?
I don't know. And why are you doing business this way? Why are you conducting business with a random guy who's like, hey, I just got this asphalt sitting around. You want some? I don't know. Maybe go to a reputable asphalt dealer or however that works.
Yes, go to your asphalt dealer.
There's people that sell asphalt, okay? There are businesses that sell
it.
You don't
dealers.
Buy it from some random guy.
Do they have
sell
to be bonded and licensed?
Probably.
To sell asphalt?
You would think.
Maybe to install asphalt, not to...
You should at least be able to check him out with the Better Business Bureau. Probably couldn't check this guy out with them. I'm going to give you $8,500 and just assume you're telling me the truth about this asphalt. I've never met you. I don't even know if you're a legit business person, but here you go. I mean, I feel bad for the guy. He got suckered, but, you know. That's what you get.
I don't know, man. On so many of these reports, I just think, if your mother had just told you to not talk to strangers, you wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. And this was a 65-year-old guy. He should have known better.
Okay. What's he doing with asphalt anyway?
Who knows. Anyway, we got two more here, and they get better. Oh, they get better.
Okay.
During a traffic stop on West Main around 3:30 p.m., Okay, school's getting out. The female driver smelled of alcohol but told officers she had not been drinking. When she blew a 0.114 blood alcohol content, that's a lot.
A 0.114?
0.114.
That's just her perfume.
She blew that on the portable breath tester. She said she consumed vodka the day before.
How tiny was she?
I don't know.
She's very tiny.
I guess that vodka stays in the system.
That's potent.
Maybe by like the lunar calendar, it was.
Yeah, it was actually an hour ago. And by vodka, she meant straight moonshine.
After she failed the field sobriety test and officers found an open container with alcohol in the car, she was arrested. So maybe she was lying. Just a thought.
What?
Maybe she drank so much she thought it was yesterday?
Could be.
I would be interested to hear of any listeners out there who have actually passed a field sobriety test. Like, is it a passable, like a passable thing?
You mean if you're sober?
Because well,
whole backwards alphabet thing, I'd fail that.
I can't do the backwards alphabet sober.
Well, like I feel like if you know the backwards alphabet, then that's probably proof that you drink a lot and have anticipated the situation.
You've been practicing while drunk. I don't know. Yeah. Okay, guys, test me again. I'm about to have to go home. ZX. Okay.
ZY.
ZY. Say, oh, gosh. Okay, try again. Okay, we got one more here.
Q.
This might be the best police report of the year so far.
Oh, high praise.
This is, prepare yourselves. Okay. Loosen up for this one. Here we go. A man walked out of a North Gloucester motel room around 2 a.m. carrying a beer, as you would.
Scottish, yeah.
Probably. And walked up to a police officer saying he needed to talk to him. Okay, so we're off to a rolling start. I've got a beer. I'm going to walk up to this policeman.
Not going to end well for anybody involved.
He introduced himself by name. Officer's name. When the officer asked him why his name tag had a different name
from the one he told him. Okay.
He took off running.
Oh, I stole it!
He was captured after a short chase and charged with open container, resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, and an outstanding warrant.
Oh, no. What was the outstanding warrant under him or under the name of the
badge? I don't know.
I'm
assuming this guy's like a mechanic, and hey, it's a fine job to have, but if you're going to have a name on your shirt.
Yeah, but if you stole the coveralls.
So, yeah, he's got a beer. He's obviously really drunk, because why else would you walk up to an officer while holding a beer?
Yes, and outside.
Open beer, that's like illegal, unless I check.
I did enjoy that it was a short chase.
Yes, very short
chase.
He
did not make it
because
he
probably was like not able to run very well. He probably just fell down.
He's probably trying to run, do the field sobriety test at the same time and tripped over.
Probably.
Yeah. One leg up.
Was he in the leisure and recreation district?
No, he was not. No.
No.
He's running. ZX, I'm sober.
Oh, face first.
Yeah.
Trying to touch his nose with the beer.
Like, why would you give the officer a fake name?
The only thing that would make the story better is if he had handed the officer the alcoholic beverage and then took off.
Hold this for me.
Hey, I'm Daryl. Why does it say James? Could you hold this?
James.
I'm not a fan of Jeff Foxworthy, but his joke about drunk driving the entire conversation with the cop is quite clever.
Yes.
Could you ask your friends to get out of the boat that you don't even have on a trailer? No, sir, I don't give a darn if the fish are biting. Anyway, good time.
So this just killed me. He's got a different name on his shirt. But hey, who would notice?
That's when things went bad. Like, you walked up to him with the open container. Hey, officer, I got to talk to you.
He thought everything was cool.
I'm Daryl. Like, that's where you messed up. If you had not said your
name. I'm going to introduce myself to this officer with a fake name while holding this beer. What could go wrong? If you had given him my real name, everything would have been fine, right?
He's the real name. He stole the shirt, is what I'm guessing. I'm Daryl. Why does it say Dan?
Maybe so. Yeah.
I didn't think through this.
And he already had an outstanding warrant.
I want to know what he wanted to ask him.
So he knew there was a warrant out for his arrest or something.
Maybe he was going to ask him to run.
Maybe he asked him, but hey, is that warrant expired?
Yeah,
how does that work?
Could you check this while I'm out here? This isn't an open container. This is O'Doul's. O'Doul's.
So that's crime reports. Find more at tipsheet.djournal.com.
Good times.
And that's the show.
All right.
We're done.
Riley, take us home.
Y'all got it.
We got it. Okay.
He's relinquished it to you, Brad.
Okay. Follow us on Twitter @DJournalMemo. Send us an email, memo@journalinc.com. Let us know if you've passed the field sobriety test or if we can say the alphabet backwards.
You can give us a fake name. It's totally
it's fine. Yeah. Just don't, you know, include your normal email signature on the end of it. Anyway, you can follow me on Twitter at Brad Locke. Derek is at W. Derek Russell. Chris Kiefer is at Chris Kiefer. There you go. Both F's are silent. No. Riley's on Twitter, but he has like protected tweets. Nobody even follows
him. My tweets are entirely unprofessional and rarely news related. So
I enjoy them though.
You can request me if you like, but
there you go.
Okay. No guarantees.
That's it. We'll be back on Wednesday, or at least I will be. Derek will not be. He's having an assignment or something.
Yeah.
So we'll have somebody else in here co-hosting with me. It'll be a great show. Thanks for tuning in. See you next time.
Bye.